The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The regular eruption of graphic police videos has police departments across the country reassessing their approach, and no city has had a tougher time than Camden, New Jersey, whose police force was underfunded and corrupt. How bad was it?
In 2013, Camden replaced its entire police force.
It was pretty bad. What's happened since? After this. Once upon a time in Camden, New Jersey, police officers would pretty much stick to their patrol cars. The chances of actually meeting the men and women responsible for patrolling your neighborhood were pretty slim. Today, Camden is patrolled by people like Police Sergeant Raphael Thornton, who grew up in the city and now commands the neighborhood response teams, which train officers to get out of their patrol cars and talk to the neighbors.
And you're going to have to fight and scrap and earn the community's trust.
How you doing, bro? What's going on?
CBS correspondent DeMarco Morgan rode along with the Camden cops.
You can't just see a criminal. You can't. You got to see a man. And you got to have respect for each other.
Camden's new training emphasizes de-escalation.
Drop the knife. Sir, drop the knife.
They point to this incident, which was captured on a police body camera last year. Officers kept their distance and talked to the man to drop his knife. Lieutenant Kevin Lutz says the officers eventually used non-lethal force, which is all a part of their training.
A few years ago, that probably would have ended in a deadly force encounter.
Whereas today, even handcuffs are considered a last resort. And the result is that 3 years since the police department cleaned house in Camden, homicides have been cut in half.
Not everybody is going to be able to be de-escalated, but I think through this training that more often than not, those deadly force encounters can be avoided.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.